when she was, so she was diagnosed with a brain tumour in July 2013. Up till that point, she was incredibly self-contained, wouldn't even get on the bus on her own, would do nothing on her own. And suddenly she found this sort of new confidence that brought her out of her shell. And so she was very, very ill in, at the latter part of 2013, radiotherapy, chemo. We thought we were going to lose her. But her tumour was on the brainstem, which is inoperable. So there was no chance of operating at all. She managed to get through all that and the radiotherapy, which was quite harrowing. And then in June 2014, she just came into the kitchen one day and said, I'm going to start a YouTube channel. And we said, well, yeah, are you sure you want to do that? Do you want to put yourself out there to everybody? And she said, yeah, I just want to do something different. I want to tell people about cancer because there's nothing out there for young people. There's just basically nothing out there at all. And so she started vlogging. And in fact, I had a look last night. She was probably one of the first vloggers to do this because I found a newspaper article going back to October 2017 where we'd been asked, would we help them do a program? It was a Channel 4 program called My Online Cancer Diary, Online Diary, and Charlotte featured with two other people saying that that was where vlogging sort of started from. So she was one of the very first people to actually do that.
Yeah.
And before she died in 2016, she said to me one morning, she said, oh, and by the way, with that channel, take it down because nobody will ever be interested in a girl with a brain tumour. So at that time, she had about 4,000 followers. She'd had quite, I think, about a million views at that point. And it was my son who said, we're not taking it down because that's a legacy to be left there. And in fact, as a charity, we don't spend anything on advertising because everything is on the website. Everything is on her YouTube channel. And we just hit over 23 million views. We've now got over 71,000 subscribers, and I think it's just more or less it's trending again because we've had a huge influx. And we've suddenly had a lot more subscribers within about the last 10 days, so things seem to be picking up again. And it's nice because we've had about 20,000 comments, and it's not nobody I don't think has said, "Gosh, this is so old. Why is it here?" Every single comment has been so positive about actually I think I'll reflect on my life that it actually isn't as bad as I thought. So it's obviously helping somebody out there.
Yeah, absolutely. She was only just gone 19 when she died. Alex, what do you make of her legacy? I know you're biased as her mum, but you know, what's your assessment?
My assessment is that I think the ones that she did later from about the October 2015 when she did get really quite unwell, I don't think there are many people that would do it. I certainly would find it very difficult to go in front of a camera. But she was insistent. She wanted people to see this is what you look like with a brain tumour. It's, you know, she used to say about films and things, it's not glamorous. It's horrible. Your whole face changes. You know, everything about you changes. You can't see. You can't hear. And some of the later ones, yeah, they're not pleasant to watch, but they're not supposed to be. She wanted to say, this is what a brain tumour does to you.
Yeah.
And I think for us, it's for us to be able to say, have a look at our charity. This is how we're helping people because this is what a brain tumour does. So it's not anything glamorous. In her beginning of her video, she looks absolutely lovely. Well, she looked lovely right the way through. But some of them are really, really hard. And I think there was one I put up, which I found after she died, and it's always really hit me because there's just one bit in it. It's on the YouTube channel where she goes, "Is all I want is my life back. I just want my life back." And her eyes well up. And the first time I saw it, it crippled me. I've watched it several times since, but when I very first found it, I found it really distressing. And so we both just sort of, Miles and I said, "Yeah, let's put that up because it needs to be seen. It's totally unedited."
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, and it, you know, to many families, thankfully, still, Alex, it's inconceivable that they would have to go through this. And you know, you talk about your emotions. The fact you, so last time you spoke to Drive, you were walking from Charing Cross, where Charlotte was diagnosed, to your home. So you're constantly doing amazing things, and I just wondered, you know, it's a cliche question, I guess, but I'm thinking if I was in your shoes, it would do. Does it bring you closer to her? Does, you know, what's your relationship with Charlotte now?
Yeah, it does, because you know, I'm a bereavement coordinator at my school, and I had a young person here last week who tragically has lost her mother very recently. And she said to me last week, do you talk to Charlotte? I said, constantly. And she said, does she answer back? I said, yeah, she does kind of answer back. And she says, I can't talk to my mum. And I said, well, maybe it's just too soon at the moment. But I said, you will do. As time goes on, probably you will do. And that's how I feel. I did a 10K run yesterday for the charity Long Brighton Seafront. And I remember there were certain bars that, you know, she'd always wanted to go in and whatever. And I chatted to her along there. So, yeah, as daft as it may seem, yeah, I do chat to her as I'm going along my daily stuff, you know.
Yeah, no, and more power to that. I think that's fantastic. And what about keeping the work going as well, Alex? Is that's a way, I guess, of A, helping practically, but also keeping that strong connection? I mean, talking about her publicly on shows like this, for example.
I think it is really important to keep things going. I mean, we started our charity back in 2016. From virtually just standing in the Pavilion Gardens in Brighton, just shaking a tin, and I think we got about £50. We are very small. It's my son, it's our accountant, and it's me. It's three of us. We don't advertise because we've got the YouTube channel. And I think the big difference with our charity, we've just raised over £305,000. It's not a massive amount in terms of what the big charities use, but with our particular charity, we self-fund. So every single penny, 100% of every single penny goes to where it should. We don't take 70p in the pound or 80. None of it goes on admin. We pay our own PO box numbers. We pay our own PayPal fees. We pay everything ourselves because we believe that every penny that's donated should go to where it is. So we work very closely with King's College Hospital, where there's a lab named after Charlotte's lab. And we talk to them continually and they tell us what they need funding for. And they're trying at the moment to speed up results of tumours and stuff so they get a more accurate diagnosis of what something is. So they're doing this, what they call methylation classification. They're trying to reduce the time down from 21 days to 1 day. So they know exactly what they're dealing with. So that's what they're working on at the moment. And that's where our money goes.
And you know, 305,000 could be the 305,000 that makes the difference, Alex, couldn't it?
It could be.
You know, it absolutely could. We kind of draw to a close. I just want to make sure we point people in the right direction, Alex. So if they just search for Charlotte's Bag, they can find the website and that'll take them to the YouTube site, will it?
Yeah, it should do. It's just YouTube Charlotte Eads. If I could just say one other thing, which I would just like to say, is I was also diagnosed with cancer myself this year. Fortunately, it was very small and it was very manageable via a mammogram, so I've had treatment for it, and so I just need to sort of have yearly mammograms. But they didn't know about Charlotte and they asked me to go to the Marsden for treatment, which I said reluctantly yes I would, but it turned out that I was in exactly the same room that Charlotte had her radiotherapy. So that was probably one of the, apart from her dying, that was probably one of the hardest things that I had to do. But I did do it, but it was very, very hard.
Yeah. Well, maybe she had a helping hand in your successful treatment, Alex.
If
you believe that kind of thing, and I do, so it's lovely to think that. Alex, really great to talk to you.
Thank you.
More power to the website and everything else, and good luck. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.